Welcome to our Sunday Earth Healing Service on the 11th of February 2024. Just a few things before we begin. Please do listen up because we've changed some of our usual rules and regulations for the new year. So this is an Earth Healing Service. There'll be no messages given in this service. Services with messages in them now will be called divine services and will occur only once a month. That's usually the second service in the month. As a result of this, we will be recording all of this evening, and those recordings will be available to download for free. Now, you'll find the audio recording after the service on my website on the free stuff page of the website. Please note this has changed from last year. We've now decided to group all of our free stuff together in one place for ease of finding. So when you go there to download the service, do have a good poke about because there could be things there that you've not downloaded in the past that we put up there a long time ago that you didn't see because they were kind of scattered in different places. If you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome, but please remember that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape, or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes available for this evening because it's a service which is largely channeled. But you will have within the recording a prayer and a blessing and a meditation. And as I say, I'm going to channel those this evening rather than using pre-written ones. Now we are trying to find some technology that will automatically dictate the words that I speak so that in the future, when we do these channeled services, I'll be able to provide you with some kind of written copy. So far, we've tried a couple of different AI assistants, and none of them have been particularly good. But we have got a couple of others yet to try. So please do bear with us because it's something that we're hoping to remedy this year. If you have any questions that arise from this evening's channeling or the Earth Healing Meditation, contact me via the Questions for Edwin online contact form. Once again, if you go to the website, you'll see it's at the top of the page now, Questions for Edwin. And I'm only taking questions through the online contact form. So yeah, please go there. But if any of the pictures that I'm going to show you want, you can email me directly for those. That's not a problem. I might also suggest that you, well, maybe grab a pen or pad just in case you hear anything in the channeling that you think is particularly interesting. But as you can get the recording, you could, if you just want, sit back and relax and let it wash over you and listen back to it a second time later on. The service will last an hour with no break. At the moment, you're all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. And this is how the majority, well, this is how the entirety of the service will be for tonight. So, the theme of this evening's service, and it's a kind of loose and movable theme, is to do with gratitude. And we're going to be having a channel, channeling from the Archangel of Gratitude, Shemael, a little bit later on. That angel's name spelt Shemael, Shemael, Shemael. And we'll be hearing a little bit more about the angel a little bit later on as well. But we're going to start with an opening prayer. Now, what I'd like to do is, this year we're going to be experimenting with some different prayer techniques in the Sunday services. So I'm going to prime you with a different method from the method that we used when we did our earlier Earth Healing service in January. So I'm going to put a little bit of music on, and then I'm going to guide you through this little method for prayer, and then I'll channel us all a nice prayer to listen to. So let me just find the music I want to use. Oopsie-daisy, that one up there. Dun, dun, dun. That's the one. Just fiddle with the volume. Okay. So close your eyes, please, and bring your hands folded over the heart chakra. And just take a few nice deep breaths to settle yourself and give yourself chance to land, chance to arrive, chance to become centered in the here and now. Breathing in. Breathing out, feeling your chest rising underneath, your hands resting over the heart center. Now, as you breathe in and out, I want you to be aware of the heart chakra beneath the palms of your hands. And as you hold it in your mind and continue to breathe, because energy follows thought, the power of the prana that you imbibe will flow into the heart chakra itself. And I want you to imagine, I want you to see, I want you to become aware of the heart center expanding, opening out, a soft emerald green light, dilating out into the space around it, swelling with the power of the prana directed to it through your breath and by your intention. As the heart chakra expands, it will help to both carry our prayer out into the universe, connecting to the unified field, connecting to the quantum web, and at the same time, open like a great satellite dish. It will help us all to remain open to receive healing, energy, and answer from the divine. So just keep breathing, holding your focus here at the heart, keeping the heart nice and open and expanded. And I'll bring forward this evening's channeled prayer. Divine source of all light and life, great God and Goddess of peace and love, we call upon your power and your presence. Fill us with your grace. Draw close, draw near. Wrap your arms and wings around us. As bastions of your light, allow us to become the channels and vessels through which your power might find manifestation here on earth. Through every waking moment of our day, so that as we walk and talk and breathe and be, we might radiate out into the world the power of your divine touch, so that it might heal and mend, cleanse and transmute, uplift and empower all those around us and the world in which we live. Divine, then, we ask of you this evening that we might become living vessels of your power and sanctify the world around us by living in a state of harmony and alignment with you. Casting your power, your magic, your miracle out into the world for all. Let then this be so, for the greater good of all and to harm none, and in accordance with your will and the will of the higher self. So mote it be. Amen. Now just for a moment sit in the silence, in the peace, heart open, spirit tilted towards the divine. Listening to see if the divine source has anything it wants to say to you directly. Listening to the still small core of your heart for the voice of the divine. Now take a few deep breaths, please. As you bring your awareness away from the heart center, allow it to begin to reset itself back to its default size and setting. Take a few slightly deeper breaths, breathing down through the legs and the feet into the earth, grounding yourself. Become aware of the chair beneath you. Protect yourself in your usual way if you feel the need to do so. And slowly and gently, when you're ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I do think it's worth mentioning again that prayer is a two-way street. I think we, most of us, have fallen into the habit of thinking that prayer is our opportunity to deliver to the divine a shopping list of things that we want and need in life. And a lot of people will say their prayers and then they'll go to sleep or they'll get up and go off and tend to their day. And they don't give the divine the window of opportunity to answer them back, to speak to them. I remember, I've never been particularly a religious person, but my mum occasionally liked to go to church, and I don't know whether it was Easter or whether it was midnight mass, but she dragged me along to the church, and I was seeing spirit by this time, and people were praying, waiting for the service to begin. And I looked over and there was a woman praying, and I saw very clearly her guardian angel knelt down and kind of whispering in her ear. First of all, listening, and then kind of replying. But no sooner had the woman stopped praying and the guardian angel had stopped listening and was trying to respond, than the woman had opened her eyes and she was shuffling around her handbag and looking for a chewing gum. And it was clear that the guardian angel was, you know, slightly frustrated because there was no opportunity for her to listen to what the guardian angel was trying to say. And it really made a big impression on me, that experience, about the importance of giving a little bit of time over when we pray to listen to the response, whether that response comes to us as words in our head or inspiration or a sense of upliftment or healing that's given. It's really important that we give a little space over, a little silence, so that the divine can answer us back, as it were. Now, this evening we're going to have a channeling from the Archangel Shamael, and I just generated a few images, because you can't find any images of this angel online. Often the more rare and obscure angels, it's really difficult to find any images of them. So I just generated a few quick images of this angel, some of which I think are very, very beautiful. And I'll just tell you a little bit about them. So Shamael means the presence of God. And they are an angel who helps to draw us and hold us in the divine presence and light of both our soul, that part of us which is divine, and the divine itself. God, Goddess, the Great Spirit. The Archangel Shemael is connected to the menorah, to the lighting of candles and oil lamps, and also to meditation and prayer. So if we were wanting to reach out to the angel, it would be beneficial to use a candle or an oil lamp or a menorah as the token of connection, to linking into their energy. And as much as we can call upon this angel to help us with prayer and with gratitude, which we'll get round to in a moment, the angel can also help us with meditation. If we're struggling to meditate, to find the time to meditate, if we're struggling to concentrate or focus when we're meditating, if we don't know what type of meditation we should be doing, then this angel can help guide us. Shemael is not the only angel of meditation. There is another one called Iahel, but Shemael is certainly one of the angels of meditation that we can turn to. In many ways, this angel is the ultimate divine guide, who is said by some to have watched over Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and who is appointed to equally look out for all of us once we have invoked them, called upon them, particularly in our moments of great challenge in life. Principally, however, Shemael is the archangel of gratitude. He reminds us to be thankful for the blessings in our life, no matter how small or ordinary they might be, and no matter how challenging our life might be either. So we're going to have a channeling from the angel now to see what he says, to see what he feels is particularly important for us to hear in regards to his particular speciality this evening. I'll take those images off the screen. This is my absolute favourite one. I think the robe is absolutely stunning on this. Okay, so because we're going to have a slightly longer channeling, it will just take me a few more seconds to get into a slightly deeper trance state so that I can bring forward the lengthier communication from the angel. So just bear with me. Won't be too long, but just a little bit longer than usual, probably. Firstly, I would speak to you of gratitude. The world in which you live is conditional. It is presided over by laws bound by the nature of your dimension. One of the laws is the laws of reciprocity. It means that energy returns only as a result of energy given. It is identified within what is known as the threefold law, which states that when you vibrate energy out into the universe, it returns to you eventually threefold because of the nature of your third dimensional existence. The energy radiates out from you, hits the three-dimensional parameters of your universal construct or limitation, and then returns to you, magnified by three. The more spiritual you become, the more powerful this law is enacted, and it will eventually transform into the tenfold law or the hundredfold law as you vibrationally transcend the limitations of your third dimensions. But in the beginning, it is the threefold law. Gratitude, then, forms part of this threefold law, part of the law of reciprocity. When you are grateful for the blessings of your life, those blessings will be returned to you times three, times five, times 10, times 100. Your gratitude greases the wheels of the power of reciprocity, bringing back to you the energy that you have initially shown gratitude for, increased in number. This law sounds miraculous and wonderful. One might wonder why there are not more people being grateful for the miracles of their life, if that gratitude will enable them to experience more of that they have already received. But over the years, over the phases of history that mankind has been through, gratitude has largely fallen out of fashion. And now, although some people still show gratitude in every day of their life, most no longer look upon it as being something which is cool. It is rather looked upon as an old-fashioned courtesy, no longer needed, really. Why should we thank, after all, the person who serves us from behind the counter when they are being paid to do that job? They receive money to provide us with that service. They don't need our gratitude. Gratitude can seem humiliating, patronizing, when it is delivered in an insincere or flippant way. Some people might say, I would rather people don't thank me at all. I'd rather them just ask me what they want and I will provide them with it and it's all done. There is no need for thanks. There is no need for that kind of patronizing attitude. But of course, none of this is true. Simply because someone is paid to do something doesn't mean that we shouldn't thank them for it. In fact, when we do thank them for it, they will probably do their job better for us in the future and for the person who is behind us in the queue, because they feel valued and appreciated and seen. I know this, you know this, everybody knows this. And so it seems strange, doesn't it, that gratitude shouldn't be more prevalent in mankind's society. When we are grateful for the small miracles of our existence, for awakening every morning, for sunrises, for food on our table, for warmth, for the joy of our garden, however large or small, for the unconditional love of our pets, for companionship, whether it was something of the past or whether it is something in the present, for laughter, for smiles, for hugs, for those things that we can afford to treat ourselves or others with, for the miracles of health, for the wonders of spiritual awareness and growth. When we are grateful for these things, we grease the wheels of return. We increase the power of the threefold law. We ensure not only that that thing will return to us more so, but that it will return to us quicker. Gratitude greases the mechanics of the universe and ensures that the powers occur as they should, faster, more efficiently, more smoothly, providing us with return in this lifetime so that we might benefit from all the good works that we have done. Within the spiritual community, the New Age, gratitude became a very fashionable practice, which burnt itself out on large. People took it to the nth degree, as they are inclined to. Gratitude journals and gratitude cards and gratitude calendars and gratitude affirmations and circles and groups. People became tired with it. They felt overloaded with it. Rather than it becoming a natural thing to do, it became a pressure. Who could out-gratitude the other person? It must be a thing of the heart, a natural thing of response. It doesn't have to necessarily in the beginning be something that you want to do, but when you do it, it must be done with a kind of sincerity, a heartfelt truth, if it is to work. You must truly want to thank the person. And sometimes it is important to thank those people who maybe aren't being particularly nice to you, those people who aren't giving you good service, those people who aren't giving you hugs or smiles or cuddles or laughter or joy, because these people need it the most. And when you give your gratitude to them, it will lift their spirits and open their hearts, because gratitude is also a kind of healing. It is a kind of blessing. It is a way of saying, I see you, and I thank you for that you are endeavouring to do. And it has a transformational quality and power that can shift the nature of a person's day, that can turn a difficult, painful, repetitive experience into something pleasant, something worth doing, something that the person feels seen and acknowledged for. I can help you be more gracious, exercise greater gratitude for the small miracles. I can help you find them. I can help you see them. I can help you be gracious in a more genuine way. I can help you be more mindful of these truths. But I must be invoked and called upon if I am to help you do so. It is also important to remember that this is not my only power, that I am also one of the many angels of prayer, one of the many angels of meditation. And so, if I appear in your life, it might not necessarily be because you need to be more gracious, but rather because it is one of these other things that you need aid with. And I can indeed help you be more conscientious with your meditation, find the right meditation for you, discover the right time of day to meditate, how long you are to apply yourself, what paraphernalia you might need in order to help sharpen your focus. All of these things and more I can help you with, accentuating the meditational experience so that it becomes a powerful opportunity for communion with yourself and the divine. And prayer too. I can help your prayers be heard by the universe. I can amplify their signal. I can strengthen their impact upon the quantum field and web. I can become a magnifying source for the thoughts that you put out into the world. If you call to me before you pray, I can aid you in all these things, ensuring that your prayers cut through the noise, the distraction, the static of your world, so that they might be heard and have impact upon the quantum reality. Remember then these attributes that I bring. Remember to call upon me when you have need of them. Remember to reach out to me for help. One last thing then, before I would depart, and that is this. This evening's service is about earth healing, and the earth is something that we must be ever more grateful for. Our great mother, who has served both your kind and mine since the beginning of time, is tired and weary. She has been abused and misused, her bounties exploited. She has been polluted and harmed. She has been ignored. And now she is suffering and struggling, and she is in need of your help. Amongst all the practical things that you can and should be doing, showing gratitude to her is one of them. And I'm going to share with you a very simple ritual that began in ancient Atlantis. The priests of ancient days would show gratitude to each other, to their world, and to those objects that formed within it, animal and mineral and vegetable. They would take their hands to their heart, as we all did in prayer at the beginning of this service, and they would focus on their thoughts of thanks. Then they would bring their hands to their lips and impart upon them a kiss, and then they would lay their hands upon that they wished to show grateful appreciation for. The forest floor, the tree, the flower, the bird, the dog, each other, the crystals, their home, the air, the sunlight, the starlight, the moonlight. They would take their hands to their heart, focus on their thanks, bring their hands to their lips, and then their hands to that thing that they wanted to show thanks to, imparting their intent through a kiss to the object, to the place, to the person, to the life form, as a show of their thanks and love. Mankind has forgotten this little ritual, but it has remained as a trace memory, and sometimes still you will blow each other a kiss when you depart, or you will kiss a treasured photograph or object in order to show your love for it. This is a dilution of that ritual. But we would have you practice the ritual when you can. Maybe not in the sight of others who might think it most strange what you were doing, but in the privacy of your own home, in the privacy of your own special, silent, secret moment, to show your gratitude with a kiss. Try it. You may find the experience quite illuminating. For now, then, I will leave you with my gratitude, because I am grateful for your presence here this evening, to listen to the words of this angel. I hope they have imparted a small seed of remembrance. I hope they have given you a little hope, a little joy, a little light, a little love. In peace, then, and in light, and in the divine's name, I leave you with my gratitude, and in love, I depart. Right, so in a moment we're going to do our earth healing meditation, but I just want to pick up on one thing that the angel said there. So this gratitude ritual that he mentioned, there is a version of it mentioned in one of Murray Hope's books, which is probably Practical Atlantean Magic. I think it's slightly different, slightly more involved, and there have been versions of it which have appeared in other rituals throughout the world. There is a Wiccan ritual called the Fivefold Kiss, which is undertaken in part of a Wiccan initiation, which is kind of similar-ish, but a little bit more intimate. But basically, just to reiterate what the angel was saying, so you would bring your hands to your heart, you would focus on the thing that you are grateful for, you would bring both hands to your lips, you would kiss them, and then you would place your hands over the thing that you wanted to show your gratitude for and kind of transmit through the touching of your hands the love and the kiss to the object. And if you were wanting to send gratitude to someone or to some place which was far away, then you would take your hands to your heart, then to your lips, and then you would offer the gratitude to the person or the place far away. You would kind of beam it to them by offering the hands in the direction of where you wanted to send the energy to. And it's a really nice thing to do. And I've done it sometimes in when I've been in retreats, when we've been to places like stone circles and sacred spaces, and we've wanted to give our thanks to the space for the experience that it's given us. We've performed the ritual of gratitude. And often people have been very moved by it and very touched by it and felt very connected to the place as a result of it. So however simple it sounds or however silly it sounds, do give it a try, and you might be surprised by the response. So we're going to do an earth healing meditation. And this is a channeled meditation. There's a broad sketch that I've given myself that I'm going to fill in once I link back into the angel of gratitude. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find us some nice music. We are going to start with a little bit of a prayer, and then we're going to slip into the earth healing. So many buttons to click. That one needs to go down there. Where's that gone? Nope. Oh, I know it's down here, isn't it? Ah, perfect. And set volume. Cool. There we go. Okay, so close your eyes. We'll start with a prayer and then we'll slip into the earth healing meditation. We pray to you, Mother Earth, with gratitude for your holding and sustaining love, for the air, water and soil that feeds us, for the mountains and rivers and oceans that calm our spirits, for loving and supporting all beings and all creation. We pray to you, Mother Earth, with humility. Help us to remember our place in the great web of life. Help us to remember that we are but a part of this great web, and that we must do our part for all life. We pray to you, Mother Earth, for forgiveness, for our ignorance and willful disregard of the damage we have done to you, to the air and the waters and the soil and the life of this beautiful planet. We pray to you, Mother Earth, for fortitude to uphold our part in reversing the damage we have caused, for fortitude to make and sustain a commitment to do our part to heal the world. Mother Earth, in gratitude and humility, we ask that you hold us and sustain us as we strive to live in connection with you and all life. We pray to you, Mother Earth. We pray to you. Make sure then that your feet are flat upon the ground. Breathe in and breathe out a little more deeply, focusing on the feeling of the earth beneath your feet. Move your feet a little if it helps, to feel the solidity of that foundation beneath you. Now bring your awareness to the heavens, high above your head, to the spinning, spiraling stars, high, high above you in the sky, as the earth wheels and turns through them. To the courses of the stars, to their constructs and constellations, to the moon, and the planets, and the sun. See in your mind's eye the sun, the great central sun, the core and center of our galaxy, a shining ball of brilliant, golden, swirling, fiery light, the life-giver, symbol of the Divine Father, the great central sun. From the sun, life force energy pours down upon our planet, down, down towards the earth, stirring and awakening life within the sleeping soil. Light and heat, the life giver, the power of regeneration and renewal, the fuel of ascension and growth. Down, down it falls through the vast darkness of space towards the planet, towards you. Capture this light and focus it now with your will. Draw it down into your body and your being. Draw it down into and through you. See it coalescing and gathering through the column of your own light, down into your crown chakra, down into the brow and throat, focused through the central energy channel of your etheric spine, the Sushumna, down into and through your heart and solar plexus and sacral, down into the root. A golden beam of turning fiery light. Concentrated and anchored through your will, pulled and drawn into your body and your being, down through the medium of your grace, down through your legs, down through your feet, deep, deep down into the earth. The golden light pouring through the roots that fall from the chakras in your feet, down into the earth, down into the mother, deep and wide, the golden light of the sun, pouring, flowing, extending, down into the planet, down into the mother's body. Veins of golden colored light, the power of the sun, the life giver, giving healing, giving the energy of the divine deep into the mother, an intimate infusion of life and light and hope. Surrender to the power, open to receive it more and more. Gulp it down, draw it forth, call it, invoke it, receive it. You are the channel through which this miracle occurs, through which this communion takes place. You are the lightning rod. You are the anchor point. You are the point of injection through which the light of the sun meets the earth, through which the healing flows. Let the light pour through you, magnified and strengthened by your love and desire to heal the planet, magnified and strengthened by your need and want to show the Earth Mother your love, your willingness to be a part of returning life. Focused by your thought and your intent, light descending, ever flowing, ever falling into and through you, deep, deep down, into the earth. Let the power flow, and in a moment, my voice will return to call you back. Now breathe. Breathe. Breathe and let go of the light, imagining it trailing off above your head like a ribbon released to the winds, a stream of golden light returning back to the divine from whence it came, back to the sun, back to the great central sun. Allow the final remnants of light to pour through you into the earth, into the mother, into the space around you, feeding it, nurturing it. And just rest for a moment, sustaining and maintaining contact with your surrounding, giving to the planetary body your gratitude, your thanks, your love. Before gently pulling your awareness back into your body, into this here, into this now. Breathe in, breathe out, and begin to center yourself back into your form, feeling your feet and fingers, feeling the chair beneath you, your shoulders and your spine, giving your body a gentle wiggle, a gentle stretch. Breathing yourself back into your body, grounding yourself, centering yourself back into this moment, protecting yourself if you feel the need to do so. And when you're ready, in your own time, opening your eyes and returning here. So we're approaching the end of the service. We're going to have a closing blessing. I've got a few notices to give you as well. But before we do that, I just want to mention what I experienced in the meditation, because it might tally with some of your own experiences too. So I was very aware that when I was calling down the light, not only was it channeling through my internal channels, but it was also channeling through my aura. I could feel the light around me in my aura going deep into the earth, as well as flowing through the channels of my body. And as much as the energy was going into the earth, I could feel it moving out into the quantum field. And I got flashes of areas where the light was hitting. At one moment, I had a very clear image of the bees and the beehives, felt some of the energy flash into them. I had a very clear image of nature. I could hear an owl hooting in the background, felt some energy flash into the animal kingdom. And I could hear as well a kind of grinding sound, which was to do with the movements of the planets in the heavens. I'm not the only clairaudient who claims to be able to hear the movement of the planets. It's quite a common thing, oddly enough, for clairaudience to talk about, particularly when they're tuning into planetary forces. It's kind of the grinding of the mechanical mechanism of the movements of the stars and planets in the sky. So I became aware of that as well, and aware of the way in which astrological and astronomical events affect the earth and open up doorways for healing energy to flow and to pass. So my experience was not particularly visceral, but more to do with my consciousness and where I could feel the energy moving to through the quantum field. All experiences are valid and interesting and, I think, noteworthy. Sometimes it's really interesting to compare your experiences when you do the meditation one day or one week and then when you do it the next, to see how the experiences change or marry or differ or connect. Which is why it's so valid and important, I think, to keep a spiritual journal in regards to these things. So, any questions that you have from the meditation or the channeling use the contact form on the website. Please do feel free to get in touch and I'll see if I can find any guidance for you there. A few notices then before we wrap up with this evening's channel closing blessing. So on Tuesday, we have the first of our 2-hour channeled evenings, 5-week series. 5 weeks? No, it's 1 a month. 5-month series called Atlantis and the Aquarian Age. This commences, like I said, this coming Tuesday, the 13th of Feb, where we'll be talking about the genesis of Atlantis and how that is connected to what's happening for us now in the Aquarian age, in the here and now. Our next 1-hour evening lecture series on universal laws commences on the 20th of February with the Law of One. Please see details on the website for that. And our next Sunday service, which will be a divine service with messages, is on Sunday the 25th of Feb. Our next workshop isn't until March. That's Working with the Divine Plan, and that's on the 24th of March. Once again, details can be found online. We are also hoping to have an exciting announcement coming soon regarding our new free monthly channeled service. So keep your eyes peeled on my socials, Facebook and Instagram. You can find me under Edwin Courtney, or indeed you can sign up to the mailing list because everything comes out through the mailing list too. So before we do our closing prayer then, I'd like to do on the divine services a kind of Jerry Springer's final thought, but it's Edwin Courtney's final thought really. And it really harkens back to the angel Shemael and the concept of gratitude. I know that life has been extraordinarily challenging for all of us. You know, it was challenging before the pandemic and then super challenging during the pandemic. And then once the pandemic had ended and we were all jubilatious that life was returning back to normal, we kind of stumbled straight into the Ukraine. And then we've stumbled straight from the Ukraine to the Gaza situation. And of course, the Ukraine's still going on. And every day almost, there seems to be a new kind of powder keg, potential explosive moment just around the corner, whether it's the potential threat of Trump returning to the White House or things exploding in Iran or what have you. And so sometimes it can be, and with everything of a more domestic nature going on too, the cost of living crisis and so on, and the health crisis, it can be really difficult to find things to be grateful for. But I think it's really important that we remember that the angel said that the small things are equally as valid as the large things are. So if we can't be grateful for world peace because there isn't peace in the world, and we can't be grateful for kind and benevolent political leaders because we don't seem to have any, and we can't be grateful for the smooth running of the NHS or the way in which nobody is starving in the world, we can be grateful for those tiny, small miracles that maybe we've come to take for granted. Like the angel said, a sunrise, the fact that we've got breakfast, the smell of coffee in the morning, the love that comes from our family, a happy encounter when we're on our way to work or out shopping, seeing the first flower in bloom or encountering a butterfly, or those tiny things. We can be grateful for those, and we should be grateful for those. We shouldn't, you know, take them for granted. We shouldn't think, well, we're going to see plenty more butterflies, we're going to have plenty more lovely experiences with drinking coffee in the morning, because, you know, we never know. And I remember reading a long time ago a book by Marion Zimmer Bradley called The Mists of Avalon. And there's this one wonderful scene when they're waiting for the sun to rise on a sacred day. And the ancient pagan people believed that unless the seasons of the wheel were turned with ceremony and ritual, there was no guarantee that the seasons would shift. And so there was no guarantee that the sun would rise on this day. And the priests were and priestesses were waiting to see if they'd done enough in order to continue the cycle. And there was this moment of great anticipation and fear waiting for the sun to come up. And then there was this great jubilation when the sun did come up. And I've always thought back to that moment about the sense that Marion Zimmer Bradley created of gratitude and taking nothing for granted. And I think that's really key as well, that we don't fall into the trap of taking anything for granted in our life. Okay, Let's do our closing blessing. So if you'd like to close your eyes, please. I think I will just pop a little bit of music on in the background for this. Oopsie-daisy. There we are. So close your eyes and take a breath. Divine Source, as we prepare to embrace a new week, we stand before it in the light of your grace and love, and kindle within our hearts and minds the true intention of possibility. We see before us an open road, a blank slate, an opportunity to do all those things that we always mean to do, but often forget or become distracted from. To be kind and loving and gracious. To be in our heart and give from our spirit. To be generous in your name and your truth. And we ask you, as we wend our way through our week, that you are with us, that you guide our hands and mind and heart, and remind us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. To remind us to take love as well as to give it, to receive kindness and joy, to receive your light, and use it to be reminded of our own divinity. Divine Source, we ask these things of you. Protect us, bless us, and be with us as we start our new day. In love we ask these things. In light we ask these things. In truth, we ask these things. Let them then be so. Bright, blessed be, so mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths then, please. Take a few moments to ground and center yourself and bring yourself back into this moment. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Protect yourself in your usual way. And when you're ready, open your eyes and return. Thank you so much for coming along for this Sunday Earth Healing Service. The Earth is so desperately in need, and I think it's so special and important when we can gather together in a group and send that healing out to the planet. So thank you very much for that. I hope to see some of you on Tuesday for the channeled evening lecture. And don't forget the dates for all of the up and coming Sunday services are on the website so that you can go to that Sunday service page and plot them in your diary so that you don't miss on them. Thanks so much. I'm going to wave you off into the night and wish you a wonderful, wonderful start to the week. Take care, folks, and see you all again very soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good week. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.